Suor Angelica is an opera composed by Giacomo Puccini. It tells the story of Sister Angelica, a woman forced by her noble family to join a convent and give up the child she birthed out of matrimony. Opera Omaha brought in renowned conductor Judy John to produce this classical piece of opera, and her directing background is remarkable.
I conduct all three mediums, symphony, opera, and ballet. So I was very lucky. I got to conduct symphonies, lots of them, and I was the artistic director of a symphony orchestra for over 8 years and conducted lots and lots of ballets and lots of operas.
Jan grew up in Toronto, and she has conducted for major companies in Europe, Asia, Australia, and North America. Directing opera, symphony, and ballet is just cross-training for her.
And it does sound funny, right? How do these three things relate? But what I learned from conducting symphony orchestras, how to deal with, how to work with all the possibilities of colors that an orchestra can give you, I can apply that to opera. And when I'm working in opera, how to tell a story convincingly, I apply that to symphonic works. And with ballet, also, too.
She was a staff conductor for the San Francisco Opera and for a Canadian company. Also, she was the second conductor of National Ballet Canada.
I grew up with National Ballet of Canada, and I ended up going back as a grown-up and conducting over 90 performances for them in the theater that my mentor built.
Jan is the guest conductor for Suor Angelica with Opera Omaha that premieres this weekend at the Orpheum. She believes that the most important takeaway from this opera is human relationships.
Centered around the relationship between a parent and a child, it talks about loss, it talks about being ostracized, and it talks about finding this community of people that are not necessarily related to you by blood, but somehow become your family. So I think it's the opera with a story that everybody can relate to. Either you have children or you're a child of someone. And we've all experienced, you know, great love and great loss. And this is what the story is about.
If you have not seen Suor Angelica recently, but you are familiar with this work, perhaps you will find another meaning this time. The meaning of this opera could be shaped by personal experiences every time. And even more when people come into our lives or when they go away, according to Jan. She is very familiar with Suor Angelica, and she always enjoys Puccini's work. Also, she is very excited to work with the cast from Opera Omaha.
It's always such a pleasure to revisit a work. After conducting Suor Angelica here, I go to New Orleans Opera and do Madama Butterfly. And it's also the same theme of what do you do if you stand to lose the one person that you're most in love with, and which in this case is your child.
Suor Angelica is in one act, and soprano Elaine Alvarez and mezzo-soprano Jill Grobe will make their Opera Omaha debut with this production. For more information, you can visit operaomaha.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.